Welcome to Writer's Circle Radio, presented by Classical Conversations. Today's episode comes from Jennifer Courtney. Jennifer is a challenge director, as well as the director of communications for Classical Conversations Multimedia. She is married to her high school sweetheart and lives in Oklahoma with their four children.
This article that I wrote is based on Lee Borton's book, The Core, Teaching Your Child the Foundations of Classical Education. Today's article will focus on The Core Chapter 8, which talks about history in a classical education. Throughout history, we see God's unfolding plan for humanity. We learn about the incredible triumphs and the failures of humankind. As American historian David McCullough wrote, quote, "History is a guide to navigation in perilous times. History is who we are and why we are the way we are. We read and remember so that we may in turn act wisely." Most of us do not need to be persuaded to study history the way we might need to be convinced to study fine arts or Latin, but we do need clear direction on how to study history classically. For the grammar stage student, ages 4 to 11, the answer is twofold. Young students need to memorize and recite key information, and they need to be delighted by good stories. This memorization prepares grammar students to move into the dialectic stage, ages 12 to 13, maybe 12 to 14, when they begin to analyze historical events. Learning the stories of history not only builds core knowledge, but also activates and exercises students' imaginations, which will then become fully engaged during the rhetoric or poetic stage, say ages 14 or 15 to 18. Classical Conversations Foundation students complete one part of the puzzle, the memorization of core information, by memorizing a history timeline and the history sentences for each cycle every year. The goal is to repeat the information often enough so that it sticks for life. At home, families complete the second part of the puzzle, the enjoyment of good stories, by reading good books together. The four volumes of Story of the World by Susan Wise Bauer are one rich source of historical tales. These can be supplemented with high-quality picture books and historical novels if your family wants to dig deeper. The novels from Challenge A and B can be assigned as reading coursework or can be read aloud to very young children. Parents desiring more suggestions may consult the cycle resource lists on the Classical Conversations Connected community. You'll find a wealth of reading lists and suggestions from other families. So what does it look like to study history with younger children? Here are some practical suggestions from the Courtney home. Every morning, we review the timeline cards and the history sentence for the week. We usually do this at breakfast or lunch table because there I have a captive audience. If it's a really busy day, we shift this activity to the car, where I also have a captive audience. At the beginning of the year, we review the entire timeline every day. After a while, this can become cumbersome and time-consuming, so we pick a place to start and move forward from there. Then we try to review the entire timeline at least once a week. Now that my children are older, I sometimes put an older one in charge of reviewing the history cards with younger ones in case I need to tend to the needs of a younger children. Then, directly after our CC memory work, we either listen to Story of the World on CD or we read from other historical novels or history texts that we have selected for the year. While we listen to our history story, my children can either color or play with blocks or Legos. After the story, I ask them to repeat the story back to me, or we discuss the questions that are in companion guides to the books we're listening to. When I originally wrote this article, we had just listened to a story about Peter the Great and his attempts to westernize Russia. We enjoyed the stories of how the Europeans were appalled by Peter's rustic manners and dress, and we also had a perfect opportunity to review our Cycle 2 history song about the age of absolute monarchs in which Peter is featured. The next day, we listened to the story of how the Ottoman Turks were unable to conquer Vienna, which was the home of the Holy Roman Emperor in the 1600s. We reviewed our Cycle 1 history song about Muhammad and Islam, which included a snippet about the Ottoman Empire. Most of our work in history is accomplished through stories and conversation. I don't feel compelled in my home to strictly follow these stories each week with the weekly cycle memory work. Rather, we know that we can go backward and review a history sentence that we've encountered in our reading today. We might go forward and feature something that we're going to learn in Foundations in a few weeks. These can be serendipitous moments to recognize things that we've memorized. The important thing is that we make an almost daily habit out of sharing history stories together and having good conversations about them. Dialectic and rhetoric students must begin to think more deeply about history while reviewing core knowledge. So in the challenge program, students re-examine and add to their core history knowledge by creating history, philosophy, art, and music timelines, which include important people, events, ideas, and inventions. Students debate history topics such as the causes of slavery and issues of public policy, like whether or not Puerto Rico and other U.S. territories should become states. To further practice rhetorical skills, students give music, philosophy, and art lectures. They perfect presentation skills by memorizing and delivering both historic and original speeches. They write research papers about different historical periods and topics. Building on core knowledge, students analyze history and practice the art of persuasion. We lay the foundation for all of these important older child skills by simply enjoying history, sentences, and songs and stories together, and by having conversations about the people who lived in the past. Let us delight in becoming wise by learning the lessons of the past. For further resources, please see Lee Borton's book, The Core, Teaching Your Child the Foundations of Classical Education, or look for the Story of the World resources on the Classical Conversations bookstore site, or join us on CC Connected, the Classical Conversations Connected community, where you can download and stream resources and also connect with other parents to get great resources for studying history at home. And finally, you can check out the Words Aptly Spoken American Documents, where you can read important documents from the founding of America and also some of our important poets. I hope you have a great time studying history this year.
This has been a presentation of Writers Circle Radio. For more ideas and encouragement, go to classicalconversations.com/articles.